But later on, he went to the school at Alpharetta and was principal up there. And all the time, the churches around would call him to them. And it was a different day. It was a different time. You can't describe it now where people would understand it even. There were little churches dotted all around the country, little country churches here, there, and everywhere. There was one right up this road, right up Hawken Bridge Road at the end at Highway 9. That was Lebanon, which, by the way, is the oldest church in the Roswell area. It was there a good long time before the Presbyterian church down there was that gets so much credit for being the oldest church. But Lebanon was the oldest. The next oldest was Willio out here on Coleman Road and Willio Road. And altogether in his lifetime, he pastored more than 50 churches, and we counted 53. And he paid for the privilege in every one of them. He didn't make any money there. Maybe sometimes they'd take up a collection at the revival time, and he'd get $20 or something. It wouldn't buy his gasoline. But that's a long story. I mean, I could go talk about that the whole time. But in that course of history, that course of his life, he had the mule, he had the farm, and he made a bunch of sweet potatoes one year, and he couldn't sell them. He didn't have any way to box them up, so he went and bought a machine that would make shingles for a roof, and he adapted that machine to make slats that he could make boxes out of. And he used a T-model Ford for a power plant. You could jack the back wheel of one of those things off the ground, and it would turn, and his T-model would stay put. And that was his power plant, and he made boxes where he could box up his sweet potatoes. And that led to he just kept on adding machinery along, and he wound up with sawmills, with machinery to dress lumber, that is, take the roughness off of it, to machine it in ways to make windows and doors and building things. And that more or less came to a halt at the end of World War II. I had five full brothers, and there were five of us all together. And we were all addicted to woodworking. And we incorporated when my brothers came home from the war. And we made church pews until sometime in the 1990s. I was born in the woodworking business. I stayed at it until the end. But I quit the manufacturing along about the late 1980s because it wasn't profitable here. I couldn't. I needed to spend $2-3 million to get modern, and if I had the money, I didn't need to work. So anyway, I closed the manufacturing part, kept on in the same business by selling pews for another company, and I had some related work. I sold and installed church carpet, stained glass windows, that sort of thing. And just actually retired, quit it all in it's actually 2003. I sold all the land and everything down there. So my mother was born on the west side of Cobb County. She had a long history. Of course, dad's was, being the type of a man he was,